Now, ask the experts on News 95.7. Your chance to talk directly to the movers and shakers. Here's Dan Allstrand with some inside information and knowledge that you can't get anywhere else.
Some rock and roll to get you through your Saturday morning. Good morning. It is Saturday morning. Beautiful sunny day. A little cold out there. This is Ask the Experts. I am Dan Allstrand. Welcome back. We're here for the next 30 minutes or so to talk all things basement-y today. In order to do that, of course, we bring our good friends in from Ridgeback Basement Systems. And joining me in the studio today, as he normally does on these shows, is our good friend Corey Mosier. Corey, how are you?
Good morning, Dan. I'm great.
It's a little bitter out there this morning.
It is frosty.
You know, we've had pretty easy winter, and I would imagine that that's sort of leading to what we're going to talk about today. If you do have a question about your basement, do you have one of those nasty crawl spaces? Is there a little bit of trickle of water running down the basement, or maybe more? And you've been wondering, how do I fix that? Well, today we're going to give you a little bit of free advice. The telephone numbers are 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here locally in Halifax, and Corey will be here for the next 30 minutes to answer all of your questions. Maybe, Corey, because it's been a while since we've last chatted, might be a good idea to tell everybody out there driving around the cars this morning what it is. We hear your ads all over the place, and we see the trucks and we see your guys busily working away. What is it exactly that that puts you above everybody else when it comes to fixing those wet and leaky basements?
Well, Dan, we're Ridgeback Basement Systems, as you know, and we're probably the leading expert when it comes to chance to talk about basement waterproofing or those nasty crawl spaces, or whether it's foundation structural repair. We're part of the largest contracting network in and around those. So whether it's a bowing wall, a leaky wet basement, a cold floor, or even a crack, we deal with those situations all the time. And kind of what makes us a little different, to answer your question there, I mean, we have engineered, developed products that are specific for those tough environments. We don't necessarily run to the local plumbing store or hardware store and use the off-the-shelf product, because every situation is different.
Now, you know, that sort of leads me to my next question, and I hear it quite often after we do these shows, is you know, I listen to Corey, and he's got some really great ideas, but my brother-in-law does this. You know, he's got a contractor, and he's got his truck, and he knows how to put concrete patch on the basement wall. You guys are the professionals, and you have the right equipment to fix these things and get it right done right the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the other things as a component of our business, we offer a great warranty as well. You know, sometimes we do make the odd mistake. We're human. But as part of our selling process or buying process, we offer a transferable warranty. Now, in addition to our work, we also offer a lifetime warranty. And one of those parts of being part of that nationally backed network is that, hypothetically, if we won the lottery and closed our doors tomorrow, or, you know, you never know, let's say we went bankrupt 10 years from now, our dealer network jumps in and actually helps and supports and backs our warranty on our behalf. So it gives our homeowners that real peace of mind, that comfort level in dealing with us. Not to mention all the other professional things that we provide.
So you get it done right the first time, and you're protected for your lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Essentially. We've talked off and on, you and I, Corey, about sort of the environment here in Halifax and in Nova Scotia. I know you have companies throughout the Maritimes or outlets throughout the Maritimes, but particularly here in Halifax. And this winter, not a lot of people complaining about snow removal.
No.
At least that's a good thing. But, you know, I'm looking out the window right now and I'm seeing grass and I'm not seeing a lot of snow this year. But we've also had a lot of rain. And I would imagine that every time we get one of those maritime storms like we got earlier this week, that the phone starts to ring and people start to see water in their basement. What should be the first thing I do when I do start to see water forming in my basement?
Well, Dan, in those situations, really, it's call us, obviously. But there could be a number of simple fixes or a number of simple things that a homeowner can do to be preventative. One of the biggest things this time of year, what we like to do is we provide annual maintenance. A lot of homeowners have drainage systems, pumping systems within their house. So being prepared for when that disaster strikes is always nice. You want to make sure that your pump will come on and work efficiently before disaster comes in. So
we've talked about pumps before, and I got an email from a listener as we were tweeting out that we were going to do this morning, saying, you know, I got a pump, Corey, but my water still keeps showing up in my basement. What do you suggest in that case? Should we go with the local hardware store model, or is there a specific pump for a specific need?
Well, Dan, I mean, there's lots of reasons why pumps fail. But to share with you, the two key reasons is, one, that that pump cannot keep up. And what I mean there is there's a lot of different models of pumps, a lot of pumping capacity of pumps. So what we're seeing here, especially in the Maritimes, Fredericton area, just recently they had 130 mils overnight. So there's an unusual amount of rainfall or an unusual amount of water coming down in a short period of time. So when you get those big storms, in many cases, that's a lot of water that a drainage system, whether it's outside or inside,
just can't handle it.
So with that in mind, that's one of the key reasons why homes or pumps fail and homes get water in them, is that pump can't keep up. The other is really, it's a power outage thing. So we build certain pumps with battery backup systems. So when that inevitable happens, they are protected. And of course, hey, we live in the Maritimes and the power never goes out, right?
Yeah. The wind blows a little bit, much like it did earlier this week. And you never really get a significant rainstorm in Nova Scotia without the possibility, or some might say the probability, that the power is going to go out. And it doesn't make a lot of sense to have a pump plugged into the wall that's going to protect your basement in the event of a storm if the lights go out, because then the pump doesn't work.
Absolutely. You know, we have probably the most advanced pumping system there is in the market. It's called a triple safe. I don't know if you've heard of that. Or
I heard a few people ask me about what this triple safe thing is. Obviously, there's three things involved with it.
Listen to you. You've done some research.
Hey, I had my coffee this morning.
Well, with a triple safe, I mean, it's a really great product. Our pumping systems, first of all, we install them with a liner, and that liner is airtight. To put them in layman's terms, it's kind of like a laundry basket, so to say, and it goes a couple of feet in the ground, and we backfill it all around that with crushed stone to allow water to drain in it. Now, there's holes in this liner to allow the water to come in. This isn't like a bucket that water can't get in or things like that. It has an airtight lid, so that's really great in I've seen Barbie dolls and kids' toys in
pump systems.
Well,
that's just it. I mean, think about it. I mean, how many times have you been in somebody's basement? I use my grandmother's basement as an example because, well, I spent a lot of time down there. The sump hole was essentially a hole dug out of the earth in the basement, and the pump was just kind of jammed down in there to sort of get the water out of the basement. And there was all kinds of things floating around in there. And, everybody knows how a pump works. Something gets stuck in it, doesn't work very good.
Yeah, absolutely. Or they're tied to the wall. We see that a lot. So there's many different makeups. But that lid, that actually it keeps down radon. There's a real buzz now around radon, so it doesn't allow radon to come up into your
basement.
It's
an odorless, you can't tell you have it.
Absolutely. And in some homes, and you've probably seen those open pits, or homeowners listening in have seen those open pits, well, they attract certain, I'll say, animals. We know whether it's bugs or flies, or I found a frog in one time. So the airtight lid is really neat. The liner, we have alarm systems set up to that. There's also a floor drain in that lid. So if there's ever a plumbing leak or water is on the floor for whatever happened, a washer, it gives it an out, and then your pumping device can help in.
So it can go in, but it can't come back through.
Absolutely. Everything's airtight with that. But the make of that is, it's called a triple safe because there's three things in it, like you were saying there. There's three pumps. There's actually a third horsepower, and that's your primary pump. That's your everyday pump. And if that pump ever breaks down, or if it can't keep up with the amount of water that's coming in, and don't get me wrong, we get three trailer loads or several trailer loads of pumps every week in our business. And we use the top quality pump. It's called Zoller. I mean, our homeowners can do some Googling and things like that on those Zoller pumps. But it's the best residential pump there is in the business. Now, this third horsepower, it pumps over 2,000 gallons an hour. Like, that's 100
that's a
liters, 100 liters a minute. Now, hypothetically, that should do the job. But sometimes it just can't keep up as well.
When you have a situation like a massive rainstorm like we saw earlier this
week.
Yeah,
absolutely. So if that can't keep up, there's another pump that is set a little higher. So if water, if that third horsepower gets overwhelmed and the water raises, we have now installed a half horsepower. And that one there can pump over 4,000 gallons a minute. So when you combine, two and four, that's over 6,000 gallons of water every minute. So that's a lot of water that we can that if it's coming into the home or such that we can get rid of. Now, the third part of that, which is a very essential part that I mentioned earlier on, is that battery backup system. And we actually, we manufacture our battery backup systems in-house. They come with self-charging units and all that sort of stuff. But it's very similar to like a bilge pump on a boat. I mean, we talked about products and what makes us different. A lot of homeowners or DIYers think that they can go to the local plumbing store and buy that battery backup. But a lot of the products that are out there for sale on the retail shelf, they just can't keep up with the water coming in once again. So if you do have a battery backup pump, you want to make sure it can pump out at a certain capacity as well. And we see, well, the homeowner says, the power went out, I had a battery backup, but I'm still flooded. Well, the battery backup pump, once again, couldn't keep up.
Another thing that we have to keep in mind, and it's something you and I have talked about before, and I never really thought about it, is that if you put a third horsepower, half horsepower, horsepower pump into your sump, but you know you've got that run that where the hose, the water has to go somewhere, and normally you pump it out of the house. If you have to get up into that window or to that the place where it goes out, you have to have enough jam in that pump to make it. So you can pump the water out. I can remember that four horsepower, hard for me to say today, horsepower pump at my grandmother's house working like the Dickens and just a trickle of water coming out of it because it was working so hard to get the water up and out of the house.
Yeah, I mean, the stats there that I quote you, you know, over 2,000 gallons an hour and 4,000 gallons an hour, that's pumping at an 8-foot head. So some of those retail brands that you see out there, they might be rated for 2,000 gallons, but that's in many cases, you know, 3 or 4 feet high or pumping it sideways. In many cases of homeowners, where they have their pump installed and where it has to discharge from the home could be 30, 40 feet, could be 8 feet high. So you want to make sure that you have a capable device to move that water from. And then once we go to the outside, we also have some challenges there, which we can continue our discussion on.
Need to get it away from the house because it doesn't make a lot of sense to have it come up and just run down the side and back into the house, into the drainage system.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, we want to discharge to the outside. And we have a really, really neat product. It's called an ice guard. And what that does is we install it as soon as the piping comes outside the house against the home. And it protects you against frozen discharge lines. So it's kind of our first line of defense. If you have that your piping or your discharge pipe laying on your lawn, or
it's going to freeze.
It's going to freeze.
Nova Scotia.
Absolutely. Or covered in snow,
yes.
Right? So now that water can't exit. So you're going to have a backup. And we've seen many homes end up backed up because the water couldn't get out. It hits that froze, the ice, and then it just keeps coming back into the home and the homeowner end up flooded. So we've got an ice guard, and that's a really neat product that instead of the water going back into the hose, it gets just discharged on the outside of the home. So
you're protected. You can have the best pump in the world. If it can't go anywhere, it's going to come back in the house.
Absolutely. I mean, we get calls all the time from do-it-yourselfers or plumbers that are out there. They just want to buy this particular product. And again, you know, to save ourselves, it's a patent product specific to us, and we use it on every install.
Our telephone number is 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here in Halifax. Corey from Ridgeback Basement Systems is here to answer your basement questions. If you have one, free advice. We need to take a break. You're listening to Ask the Experts. After 10 o'clock, Saturday morning. This is Ask the Experts in the studio with me from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Corey Mosier here to answer your questions. Have a nasty crawl space, a leaky basement? Question about your pump? The telephone number 1-877-801-8255, 405-6000 here locally in Halifax. We were talking before the break, Corey, sort of about the triple safe pump and having that three stages of protection. You know, there are people out there that have recognized that they have a problem. A lot of houses still have these sumps in them and they have pumps that are working. But I hear from homeowners that, you know, I've got a pump and it's working, but I'm still seeing water, even though that pump is pumping all this water out of the basement. Is that time for perhaps maybe a secondary look to see why you're having so much water?
Absolutely, yeah.
It helps if I turn you on.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. Back in the real world. Absolutely. In that regard, from our experience, I mean, there's when you have a pumping system installed, typically that pumping system will cover the immediate area. Going back to those tough floods and a lot of rain and a lot of rain overnight and things like that, sometimes the water that is coming in or being surrounded by a home and popping into the home isn't necessarily making it to the pump. So if you put a pump in one corner and we're seeing water 50 feet away in an opposite corner,
it's got to get either to that hole or it's going somewhere else.
Absolutely, Dan. With that, when that stuff happens, I mean, there's different avenues to combat against that. One of the things is the makeup underneath your floor. So if there's beautiful crushed stone, which in many homes there's not, but there should be beautiful crushed stone so that water can actually flow through that and drain to the pump. But if it can't, you run up with the situation of water coming in different areas. So we need to build a plan around getting that water to the pump. And typically, it involves an internal drainage system.
Which could involve a trench where you actually will feed that water into that sump pump.
In simple terms, yes. But there's definitely a lot more to it. I mean, we do outside excavation and things like that. But on the inside, we would install an interior drainage system to guide that water and make it to the pump. It involves a little bit of, I'll say, jackhammering and digging down and digging the debris out. And we install a product called WaterGuard. And I can touch on WaterGuard here.
It's funny because we got an email from the last time you and I talked, and I saved it. Somebody said, you know, you mentioned this product or this system called WaterGuard. What exactly is it?
Well, WaterGuard is our flagship product. There's no doubt about that. It is an engineer-developed product specific for those tough drainage, tough basement, wet basement situations. And it actually sits on the footing. So we kind of want to avoid what we call in our business the mud zone. Now, we have 10 different products, and sometimes we will install in a different area. But anytime that we can use WaterGuard, we definitely will. It's the best one out there. But maybe WaterGuard doesn't equate for every situation. You know, maybe their slab is really tiny or really short, or maybe they don't have a footing, or there's a number of reasons that we may or may not be able to install WaterGuard. So then we look at a secondary product, which we have 10 of them, right? Unlike one of our competitors or the DIYers or your Johnny pickup trucks that are out there, they really only have one kind of product that they go to the local plumbing store and buy some piping and things like that, and that's what they'll install.
So is this like a membrane that you install on the inside of the house? Is it on the outside? How does it work?
No, it's definitely on the inside. We jackhammer the floor out, as I mentioned, and then we install this. It's very similar to a plastic pipe, but it does allow the water to be captured in three different areas, and that's any water that's underneath your slab. That it could, if we have those big storms, water will raise up, hit the slab, and shift over, and sometimes come in between the wall joint, which is where the wall and the foundation floor meet. So it'll grab the water there. The other spot is directly underneath where the foundation wall comes down and sits on top of the footing, so it can grab water there. And it has a really neat, wall draining system built in, so that if you ever have a crack in your wall or there's leakage or seepage coming out of your wall, it'll come out, push through, and it can drain down into it as well. So the WaterGuard captures it in three different areas.
And it defeats the argument I hear, Corey, when we do these shows. I go out and we go to the home shows and I listen to people talk about their basements, and their biggest concern is that, you know, we've only got a trickle of water in the basement, so I just put my washer and dryer, my fridge or my freezer up on some blocks, and it's good because, you know, I don't want you to have to dig up my yard in order to fix this. That sort of is the cure-all to having to dig up outside.
Yeah, you know, Dan, we experience with homeowners all the time. They have the fear that this is a very, very major project, and they don't want to destroy their yard.
Flower beds and dog runs and decks.
Some homeowners have pools, garages. There's many different things that are attached to the yard. Even their driveway or asphalt or concrete needs to be destroyed and yanked away. It's easier to do that, but it's putting it all back. So typically, from our experience, an inside strategy such as, you know, a top quality pumping system, as well as the WaterGuard drainage system, when we install those on the home inside, they're a lot less expensive. They're also a lot less disruptive, and they most of the times they even work better in some cases, because we've seen that springs or underground springs underneath their basement floor. So replacing drainage systems and things like that on the outside doesn't always stop that spring running underneath.
That same person says, well, you know, it's only a trickle. You know, why do I care? Why do I want to spend that kind of money on an internal or an external solution to this when I don't really use my basement?
Yeah, absolutely. And we get that question all the time too. There's two components there. A lot of times, real estate, so if they're ever selling their house. I know me personally.
Stinky, musty, gross smell in your basement.
Nobody wants to buy a home with a wet basement or a nasty crawl space or a bowed wall or something like that. There's simple fixes for that, and that's what we do every day. So there's the real estate factor. And from our experience with the real estate is that a lot of times I'll say a purchaser or a seller don't know how to fix it and don't know how to attach a cost to that. So hypothetically, if your home is worth $200,000, in many cases, the home purchaser is trying to beat you up, knock you down, and knock $15,000 or $20,000 off that purchase price because it has this issue. When in fact, we can come in and fix it at a very reasonable price. Every situation is different, but I mean, we can fix it for two. It's going to cost you 20 on the other side, right? So it's a no-brainer. The other component of that is that it's what water leads to. So water in your basement is not a good thing for the following reasons. It jacks up the humidity. Whenever we work with our homeowners, we try to keep that relative humidity at a reasonable percent, and that's around 60% for us. Ideally for us is 55, and I'm not saying the minute you go above 60, you're going to run into all these issues. But you run the risk, you run the chance of some of that, and I know I've used the words nasty here a couple of times, but that's really what it is. Mold can grow. And
it's unhealthy.
Very unhealthy. You know, up to 50% of your air that you breathe on your main floors comes from your basement. And we see homeowners all the time that we work with and have solved problems for that they've had an issue underneath or in their basement, and they wonder why their cat is sick, or they wonder why they have asthma.
Or a cold all the time.
Cold. Absolutely, for sure.
And not to mention that, you know, if you're not using your basement, you're losing all of that usable space.
Yeah, and the energy efficiency component too. I mean, cold, damp areas cost a lot more to heat, and that affects your floor and everything else. So there's an energy efficiency aspect. But in addition to that, there's structural. So when humidity is jacked up, realistically, that can attach to creating structural problems.
The floor joists can start to rot away.
We did a cottage, for instance, this year in Aylesford area, and we kind of got to that cottage a little too late. There was so much humidity in their basement that when we actually went to prevent it from happening again, before we could do that, they had to replace 57 floor joists, 800 square feet of flooring.
Wow.
So, and you know, Our partner in Ridgeback Basement Systems, that's how this whole business kind of got started, is because he had a cottage in the South Shore as well. And he actually took one step and his foot went directly through the floor. So, you know, we wanted to go in and put a preventative, and there was nothing here at that time. So he did his research and we took it to market.
Corey, we're out of time. I know it flies by every time we do this, and I know a lot of people still out there today have a lot of questions. What's the best way that they can get in contact with you to pursue these pumps and these wet basement issues a little bit further?
Well, Dan, you know, we're all over the social media now and things like that, so there's a lot of avenues there. But the easiest way to reach out to us, all our information is on our website, and that site is www.ridgebackbasement.ca.
And team Ridgeback is the Twitter handle. I know you can see them, and you never know. Corey might give you some kale. He thinks it's the superfood. That's an inside joke. Corey, appreciate your time.
Thanks,
Dan. And we'll talk to you soon. That is Corey from Ridgeback Basement Systems. Again, check out their website for all the information. That's going to do it for another edition of Ask the Experts today.